In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady Co-Redemptrix, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we begin another season of Lent, and Pope Francis, in his apostolic exhortation on joy of the gospel, said that it seems that today that many Christians seem to be always in a perpetual Lent. You know, they don't seem to have any joy. Well, we do have times in the liturgical season when we are to do like St. Paul says, to live soberly and to reflect on certain things that the Bible says and Scripture says. There's a time to mourn and there's a time to rejoice. So Lent is a time in one aspect that we're to mourn. Mourn our sins, mourn the sins of the world and the cause of so much misery in the world is due to the sin of our first, the sin of our first parents. So it is a time to mourn in the church, but it is not to be a mourning that is a gloomy period for the church, because, as you know, we mark our foreheads with the sign of the cross. As we begin this day and begin this season of Lent, we mark our foreheads with the sign of the cross, which is the positive sign of our redemption, that we have been redeemed, and what a great price. I don't know if you remember the old show Branded, but in one sense we've all been branded. We've been marked with the sign of the cross by Christ, and it is truly a sign of great rejoicing that our Lord has come and offered his life for us, that we have been purchased. And so we mark ourselves with the sign of the cross to remind us of this great gift that we have received. That's the should be the motivating factor for us in beginning Lent, is that we want to take up our cross and follow after Christ. But we mark ourselves not with something precious, but with ashes to remind us that we are dust, as we will hear shortly, and to dust we shall return, that we have to remember our humble origins if we don't want to end up like our first parents and fall due to pride, and that we must always remember in certain sense that our repentance will only be truly effective if it is motivated out of true humility and out of a sense of gratitude and love for Christ. As I read something before this day began, the whole purpose of our penance is to help us to draw closer to God. You know, and if our penance isn't helping us to draw closer to God, or if we are doing penance without a sense of why we should be doing it, and that is to help us to turn away from sin and turn back to God, for that is the definition of sin. Sin is turning away from God and turning towards creatures, putting them above God, whether they be a person, place, or thing. And repentance, which is really the theme of Lent, is to repent, the first part of Lent, is to turn away from creatures and back to God. It says in Scripture that we should resist the devil and he will take flight. Draw close to God and he will draw close to you. And it is always a reminder to us that many times we kind of wander away or we drift away just because sometimes of human frailty, and we need to redirect our attention. We need to get back on track to once again, you know, get back into the footsteps of following Christ. who, as we know, is leading us in this act of self-denial. He is the model who denied himself the glories of heaven in becoming man, so that by that act of self-denial, we could enjoy the glory of heaven through his self-sacrifice and great love for us. And so we begin this season of Lent with this main purpose, is to draw close to God, to become more intimate with him. So that's why the church recommends three things to help us during the season of Lent to do that. First and foremost, to pray, to speak to God, to speak to God from the heart, to speak to him about whatever it is that we need to repent of, or whatever we need to be reconciled with, and to also to just grow in greater love for him. Just, we need to take that time. And then, of course, to do the penance, to deny ourselves, to show that we are willing to endure some kind of pain or violence done to ourselves and to our will, so that we can show that we love God more than whatever it is that we maybe are attached to too much, whether it be our iPad or some particular food or whatever it may be. It's a way of, as I said earlier, to get rid of the false gods and to make sure that God is truly our my God and my all, like our Holy Father St. Francis said. And then the almsgiving, charity, works of charity, to reach out to our neighbor and to do good to others, to come out of ourselves, as Pope Francis said was one of the biggest problems of modern man, is this individualism, this self-absorption, that we need to get out of ourselves and to look to our neighbor, whether it be giving an alms or whether it means to go and do one of the corporal or spiritual works of mercy. Really, Lent is really a time to maybe focus in more on the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, to pray for the dead, to go visit the shut-ins, to give food to the hungry, to shelter to the homeless, whatever it may be. And to, even at sometimes, of course, the spiritual works, to admonish the sinner. Maybe there's someone that we need to go and speak to in fraternal correction and to say, hey, turn around, you're going in the wrong direction. And when done in that kind of way, I think with a sense of love for them, maybe this is, of course, the season of Lent is the season where we really think about conversion, not only ours, but especially ours, but also our brothers and sisters. And so that's why St. Paul says, we are ambassadors for Christ. Going out today with ashes on our forehead is not supposed to be something that we should gloat about, but it should be really something that if someone, you know, sees it, it may be a sign to them, hey, you know, this is Lent begun. And it might be a grace for them to think about their own past or their lives and to see if they need to repent as well. These are all little sacramentals that may help. It's not to be like some people who only go to church on Ash Wednesday to get ashes so that everybody will think that they're a Christian at least one day out of the year. It should be something that it marks us on our forehead, but truly we should be marked interiorly with the cross and think about the events that we are leading up to on Holy Week, to think about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and whether I have taken up my cross and followed him. The famous saint and martyr, St. Edith Stein, said that in her book on the knowledge or science of the cross, that the gospel can be summed up in that one thing, knowledge of the cross. the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and our cross? Are we taking our cross up and following after him? And that is really the essence of the gospel, that we are filled with joy because of what Jesus has done for us, and we also know that we must be involved in the work of our own redemption by cooperating and taking our cross and following him. So the mourning should be done privately, you might say. The mourning, as St. Francis told his brothers, if you want to mourn for your sins, do it in your room. But when you come out and with the rest of the brothers, he always told them, you know, you should be joyful. You should be an encouragement to those around you. So today, as we wear the sign of ashes on our forehead, we want to be an ambassador of Christ, bringing others the joy of the gospel, to know that, yes, there is a man on the cross, that Jesus died for us, and that we are so blessed to be able to unite our sufferings and even voluntary self-denial with that for the salvation of our soul and the salvation of others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.